Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told his embattled Deputy Barnaby Joyce to consider his position while he takes next week off. Mr. Turnbull made his remarks at a press conference, where he has announced an update to the Ministerial Code of Conduct, banning relations between ministers and staff. That follows revelations of Mr. Joyce's relationship with his former media advisor, which the Prime Minister also criticised as a shocking error of judgment. Mr. Joyce narrowly survived a vote on a Labor motion to force him out of Parliament earlier, but the Senate has passed a later Greens motion for him to either resign or be sacked by the National Party. It all transpired on a day Parliament debated claims Mr. Joyce had asked a friend for a rent-free townhouse when his marriage broke down over the relationship with his former staffer. The Deputy Prime Minister lived rent-free in businessman Greg Maguire's townhouse in Armidale, New South Wales, moving into it as he was preparing for last year's New England by-election. Mr. Joyce has told Parliament his actions concerning the townhouse were appropriate.
I did not approach Mr. Maguire for any help. I did not approach him. What I can also state is that he made the approach to me when I was not a minister. I was not a member of Parliament. What I can also state is that I offered to pay for it. What I can also state, he said as a friend he would not take any money, that he was quite happy to help me for that period of time. I don't think I can be more succinct than that.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen took aim at Mr. Joyce, telling Parliament that considering his past statements on the cost of housing, his rent-free lifestyle is hard to accept.
It would be slightly embarrassing given the lectures he's given the Australian people about working hard and moving to Armidale where it's more affordable. It is more affordable for some, Mr. Speaker. It's more affordable if you've got a rich mate. It's more affordable if you can ring up and say, anywhere to stay tonight. There's a thing called Airbnb, you know, Deputy Prime Minister. You could have tried that.
Earlier in the day, opposition leader Bill Shorten called on the Prime Minister to sack Mr. Joyce for breaching ministerial standards. Mr. Shorten says the Nationals leader needs to step aside from Parliament.
I don't think Mr. Joyce's position is tenable. I think that Prime Minister Turnbull has to act. It's not about Barnaby Joyce's personal life. It's about the integrity of the government. It's about whether or not there are ministerial standards. And I think every day that goes on, the Parliament of Australia is turning to a circus.
But Mr. Turnbull told Parliament he believes Mr. Joyce's insistence that he has made no infringements.
He has given me unequivocal assurances that that he has been scrupulous in ensuring the legitimacy and accuracy of any claim for entitlement to ministerial, parliamentary or travel allowance. Now, if the honourable members opposite wish to assert that he has breached a clause in the ministerial standards, then they should say so and identify the clause.
Despite that support, the Prime Minister revealed he had encouraged Mr. Joyce throughout the week to step aside for a short period. That was when he informed Parliament Mr. Joyce would take a week's leave.
The Deputy Prime Minister will be taking leave from Monday the 19th of February to Sunday the 25th of February. And accordingly will not be able to be acting Prime Minister while I'm overseas.
Mr. Turnbull says when he leaves for the United States next week, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann will move into the role. By evening, the Prime Minister was announcing the ban on ministers having sexual relationships with staffers under a rethink of the Code of Conduct. Independent MP Cathy McGowan had said last week Australia should follow the United States in banning sex between MPs and staff, but neither Labor nor the Coalition backed the idea. Mr. Turnbull now says the code has been rewritten, effective immediately, because the existing standards were what he termed deficient.
We must recognise that whatever may have been acceptable or to which a blind eye was turned in the past, in 2018, it is not acceptable for a minister to have a sexual relationship with somebody who works for them.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.